Hey, everyone, and thanks for joining in on this week's Exit Interviews. We've only got one for you this week. There was a with the non-elimination episode, so today I'll be bringing you in my chat with Jackie. Before we get to that, I just wanted to talk to you about the recaps. Last night, I spoke with Evan, and it was an absolute riot. That guy, he's got the best Jonathan Lapaglia impressions going around, so make sure you check that out. And again, like I said, let me know what you think. I love hearing from you guys on Twitter, on Instagram. It's at Nick Iadanza on both. Hit me up. Just tell me what you thought. Let's chat about the season. I'm really enjoying kind of discussing it with you guys. So, so check that out. And next week we'll be back with another episode recap and some more exit interviews. So without further ado, we have my chat with Jackie. All right, everyone, on the line we have Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nick. Pleasure to be here.
Well, so glad that you could come on and chat. I know it's been an absolute hectic week for you. There's been lots of stuff happening.
I don't even know what day it is, love.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, about as flat as my chest. No, I'm in good spirits. I'm in wonderful spirits. I'm great, fighting fit and feeling great, and it's just been one crazy hell of a ride, and it's just been magic.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff that's come out today in the media, and for the international listeners, I don't know if you are aware, but Jackie, what's happened with your arm? Tell us a bit about this. Seems like some ongoing health concerns and some extra things that popped up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Okay. So just to clarify things, I haven't actually broken my arm. I have a fully torn supraspinatus, which has been mended, so to speak, with four screws holding it in place. But no hard feelings. It's but the silver lining to all that is during the my rehab with that, my sister was massaging my back. She noticed an unusual mole and. Within 4 or 5 days, I was diagnosed with a grade 4 melanoma. So that was sort of So I didn't get through the 22,000 people and didn't hurt myself. You know, I may be still walking around and, with the unknown, really. So it's sort of, everything happens for a reason.
I think you put a new spin on the word survivor. I think you put a really new spin on that word survivor. That's crazy, Jackie. Well, I'm wishing you all the best, and I'm sure all the listeners are sending you their thoughts as well. So,
definitely.
It's something that you can never really predict, can it, when it happens? And you've just come off this crazy adventure. I can't even imagine trying to process that as well. So.
No, it's all been, now that all the fun, the interviews and media and the project and all that's over, it's sort of time to sort of get my head around what's happening next week and, pass through the Valium and the bubbles.
Well, you mentioned bubbles. You're known as the champagne celebrant. Is this correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, love is love. I will travel anywhere.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, I've been a marriage celebrant for 8.5 years. It is the best job in the world. Of course, running a close second to Jonathan's gig. But I absolutely love what I do, and it's all about, good vibes and positive people and lots of champagne and, and sharing in the most amazing day of people's lives. And I'm all for the same-sex marriage, so let's hope they pass that bill quickly.
Yes,
and,
very much. Well, Jackie,
everyone can be happy.
Jackie, I got married earlier this year. We've met a year too late. Otherwise, we could have been popping a bottle of champagne at my wedding.
Definitely. Yeah.
Maybe
just
if I renew
don't get
the vows.
A cork in the eye, love.
Well, Jackie, I know a lot of the
listeners. We'll do it in Samoa. With our buffs on. Your wife can wear the buff as a skirt. I'll wear it as a top. Away we go.
Sounds good. Jackie, a lot of the fans want to hear a bit about the strategy of what happened, and they want to get your thoughts because you were there on the beach. Do you mind if we dive in?
Yeah, go straight ahead.
So do you blame Henry for your, we had this huge swap and Henry volunteers, he breaks up this alliance. Do you feel that Henry was responsible for your ousting from the game?
Oh, look, it was definitely a big part of it. And as you know, Nick, when you're in that situation, a lot of people can sit back and go, what the hell should you do that? An idiot.
Yeah.
But, you're hungry, you're tired, you're cold, you're 22 days in. You're a little bit over it, and sometimes it's like, I pick some boxes, and if I go home, I go home.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, it's like, well, what the hell am I doing here? You know, I should still be there. And then you're fed and warm and clothed and all the rest of it and thinking straight. And then you think, woulda, shoulda, coulda, why didn't I?
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, when going into that game, I was never wanting to find an idol. It just so happened that I put my hand on that thing, found the clue. Henry was with me. So obviously it was going to be him that I was going to be in alliance with and have this idol. So the conversations that we had often that you don't see was all purely, if you need it, you use it. If I need it, I use it. If we get switched up, let's have a code. I'll tell you I need some hairbands and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
And I think too, you go into that game thinking, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to play like that. You align yourself with people, they start playing a different game, which affects your game.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to put my trust in someone. And at one point, when I was talking to him about the idol and showing my concerns, he said, hey, well, we'll put it in your bag. And I stupidly went, oh, no, you keep it, that's fine. You know, I'll just hang on to the idol clue and I'll take that home and frame it and that'll be a nice little memento. Excellent.
Possession is, what is it? Possession is 9/10 of the law or something like that. You should have had possession of that idol, Jackie.
Yeah, because if you watch it back, he actually tries to put it on my neck. I go, oh, no, you have it, love, you have it.
Oh, my gosh.
And Henry's pretty much the same age as my son, Angus, and he's very much like him, sort of same height, you know, long hair, the facial, you know, he's just like Angus. So I sort of felt like I was playing on the game with my son.
Right.
And Henry and I threw around all these analogies, but the day that we got on that beach and they said, okay, which two are coming over, and he contemplates going, and I'm looking at him going, what the? Beep, yeah. Beep, beep, beep. Like, what the hell are you doing? You idiot, you know? And I should have had enough brains to either go, hey, you're taking my idol, or I'm coming with you, or, you know, you're so gobsmacked about what happens in that split second that you can kick your own bum all the way back to camp. But it's, at the time,
it all happens so quick, yeah.
Do you know what it's like, Nick? It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you consider volunteering before Ben or Henry said anything? Or were you just like, I'm just going to watch and see how this happens?
God, no. I was just standing there and Ben piped up and said, I'll go. And I said, well, that's a good idea because you're going to go next anyway. So good on you. You go. But
what would have been your ideal? Who else did you want to go with Ben?
Oh, Henry and Michelle. Henry and Michelle. They can go over there.
Henry.
You know, because I'm... Oh, sorry, Ben and Michelle.
Okay, yeah.
Ben and Michelle. I just think, you know, sometimes it's like life when you gravitate towards some people and some people you don't. And I'm a mover and a shaker. I like to get up and do things and come on, let's get the firewood and let's get the food and let's do this and let's go and get the water. And, you know how you've got to bite your tongue so often in that game when people just lay around and you think, my Jesus Christ, can you just go and do something? You know? Jack, like, come on, well, bring this together.
It's that attitude that kind of, I really liked. The kind of, you definitely had a, you never sat back. You definitely got involved. And in the night that you went home, there was this talk that it was going to be Tara. And then, but the target quickly shifted to Sarah. Can you just walk us through why that happened, why you went for Sarah in that moment, and whether that was, you know, what decisions were being made around that?
Yeah. Well, we always said, you know, Jericho was always banging on about a thing of blood and, you know, one of the summer towers would definitely go home. It was just a matter of who it was going to be. And I said to Kent, you know, how about we, you know, recruit one of these girls and we'll vote one of our own off. And he said, oh, no, look, let's just do what the group want to do. You know, we'll go for summer tail, you know, et cetera, just for the first one. And I said, oh, okay. Then when we got back after the challenge and there was all this scrambling and I said to Odette and Kent, and I think Luke was even there, I said, what's all the scrambling business going on? You know, it's clearly that one of those two are going home. There's no need for any chatter. And then I just sort of felt, nah, they're talking about me.
Yep.
My head's on the chopping block. You know, Mark's already planted the seed of that being the power couple. It's clearly, you know, I'm going to go. And for some reason, you know, I felt like my legs were in quicksand and I was watching it unfold on the beach and I thought, you know what, Michelle's never done this much work in the whole 3 weeks we've been here and now I'm mouth bloody moving, you know, 100 mile a dozen and I'm thinking, I think she's throwing my name around. But I never for 1 minute thought that she was behind that, you know, she was never behind that execution. That was Sarah.
Sure.
That was Sarah, you know, full of, right through.
Right.
So big conversations, everyone's running around. And then we sort of said at the campfire, gee, what's going on down there? Maybe we should be targeting one of our own. How about we go for Sarah? But, you know, Luke obviously was never going to be on board and Annalise was already going to vote me out. And, you know, obviously I would play the idol that night, but you know when you watch something happening before your eyes, but you just, you're a bit stuck.
Oh, Jackie, I've been there. It's tricky.
It's like,
it's tricky.
Why aren't you running down the beach? But, you know, Sarah came over to me and said, oh, Joe, you know, Jack, who are you going to vote for? Yada, yada, yada. And I said, oh, well, it's clearly it's Sarah and Elise, you know. And she goes, well, you know, I'll vote with you tonight, but let's just see how this pans out. And if it doesn't pan out that way, well, you know, we're sort of done, basically.
So you kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, I sort of knew it was coming. And part of you, well, sorry, super fans, but part of you goes, oh, well, you know, I'm going home.
Yeah.
But then, because that's your mindset at the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Sort of, like you fight so hard to be there, and then sometimes it's not working, and there's not really much you can kind of do, and you're supposed to always fight. But when you're sinking in that quicksand, Jackie, it's a really good analogy. You feel like the more you struggle, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, and you know, I was so badly. You know, my goal was to make Merge. I would have loved to have made Merge, but. I kicked my own bum for, you know, I pretty much, I think, for 21 days went with my gut. And I didn't on that last day. And I should have run over and said, well, what are you talking about, girls?
Yeah.
You know, come on.
That's
what's happening.
But that's it, trust your gut.
I think, you know, yeah, and I think too, why was I so concerned about shit if she doesn't go home and I've got to come back and sleep two up from her? Well, what was she going to do, you know?
Yeah.
You know, bash me up in the schoolyard? No, you just get over it. Like I said, it's like the game of Monopoly. So
yeah, well,
I don't know why I was so worried about other people's feelings or, you know, or considering anyone else. And, you know, you've got to do your own dirty work and you can't rely on, oh, well, Kent said that, you know, we've got an Elise or we've got this one or we've got that one. You've got to go and do that yourself.
Yeah.
But I was always trying to stay in the background and I didn't want to be seen as a, oh, well, Jackie Strong, you know, your name's being bandied around or...
Well, Jackie...
I didn't want to be seen like that.
When you go back out there again for a second go, you've got all those things to kind of rectify. So there you go.
Oh, well, I hope so. I really hope I can get to go to, you know, the oldies versus the young'uns or, you know, I hope I can get to have another crack because, you know, you'll be seeing a different Jackie, I think.
Yeah. Well, Jackie... You know? I'd like to see it. So you got my vote. Jackie, do you would?
Oh, thank you. And I want you on my team.
No. I'm enjoying watching from home, but.
You'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, I really don't know at this point, to be honest. I'm really enjoying watching it.
I would do it again in an absolute heartbeat.
Yeah, I just feel like I had such a
absolute
great time
heartbeat.
Last time that like, and I got to do so many things that I don't know if I'd be able to top that. Unless I was going to win, I don't think I want to go out there again. Yeah. Anyway.
But, you know, I don't think the food and the lack of sleep and all that, I mean, it's a bitch at the time and you think, you know, where's that exit button? What the hell am I doing here? Especially the night of my birthday, I was thinking, you know, surely some cheese and champagne, you know, couldn't go astray. And then that never happened and, you know, you're sitting there soaked to the core and thinking, like, and your husband's at home celebrating for you, and you think, what the hell am I doing here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
People who sign up to play Survivor, I think we're all a little bit mad, to be honest. So, Jackie, would you like to go through a quick lightning round of 10 quick questions? How would you feel? Good.
Bring it on, Nick.
Let's do it.
Bring it on.
First thing that pops to your head, it can be a word, a phrase, it can be a whole sentence. You can stop and explain if you want, but first answer. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, who did you want to sit next to at the end?
Oh, good Lord. Michelle.
Michelle? Okay, good. Number two, Michael Butler wrote in and wanted to ask you, which player do you wish you could have played with from the other tribe?
That's a really toughie because, you know, sorry, it's not quickly answered, but it's a real toughie because I didn't get to know them as well as I would have liked. And, you know, first impressions are massive for me, but now I'm watching the game play out. It's like, oh, wow, you know, maybe Lockie, maybe Tess, maybe Ziggy. I don't know. Oh, you know, Jared. Oh, it's so hard to sort of pinpoint. Certainly not AK. Maybe ask me who I don't want to play with.
Who do you not want to play with? I assume this answer is AK. What did information did Tara and Annalise give you about the other tribe? Did they lay it all out in the line that AK was in charge?
Yes, they said AK was running the show over there. And you know what? We, you know, Tara and I hit it off great guns instantly. I thought, you know, yeah, you know, straight shooter like myself, country girl. You know, she would be someone I could easily align with and work with, and I trusted her instantly. You know, maybe that was stupid because now I'm watching and I'm going, oh my God. what was the question, Nick?
That's fine. Don't worry. We'll move on. Next one. Who has a better six pack, you or JLP?
Oh, for God's sake. Did you ever see his?
I did see it.
I've still got mine, and I've been really slack with the training because I cannot train to the capacity that, you know, my mouth still works, my legs work, but I've got, you know, a verve in one arm and one arm doesn't work.
Well, you know, look, I've never had a six pack, so you're doing better than me. How did you feel?
Oh, good.
How did you feel seeing the Cookie Monster do his thing with the cookies?
I could have slapped him in the next week, that kid. I never said a bad word about him. He was such a good egg. And I was really very, very surprised, extremely surprised to see that side of Jericho because, you know, I just hope he doesn't struggle with that long term because that's a massive, you know, flip to what he, you know, supposedly says he's like in real life.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure he's got he's got a full belly.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be fine. Who would you like to play and then destroy in a game of Monopoly?
Oh, Luke.
Good.
Luke.
Good.
Followed by Henry.
Okay.
Luke followed by Henry.
Good, good. Yeah. Is swapping quinoa recipes a euphemism for something that I don't know about?
No, because seriously, you know, we weren't always talking about that, you know, and I was talking quinoa recipes with Henry one day because he's a yoga instructor, remember, and he does yoga retreats. So he was telling me all about his recipes. I said, but you must have write them back down when we leave this show.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Yeah. Did you ever doubt that Henry was a yogi?
No, I didn't. You know what? I had a bit of a hammy issue injury before I went in, and I said to my husband, "Let's start doing these hamstring yoga stretches." You know, yada yada yada. So we started doing all this yoga quite frequently, and then when Henry did his class, I actually thought to myself, "See, this is a really odd way to start a yoga class." So, and that's all I thought about it. And then another day that you don't see, I said, "Can you give me just a one-on-one yoga stretch?" So he nearly turned me turned inside out. And everyone was going, "Oh my God, that was a crazy stretch!" And then he literally split in half. And I said, "Where did you get that one from?" Oh, he said, "It was an old football stretch."
I was going to say, that's a footy stretch, I'm sure.
It's the old bring out the old footy stretch. Yeah.
Question number 8: Did you or did you not tell Sam that she needs Botox?
Yeah, of course I did. Tell everyone that.
Jackie, do I need Botox?
I haven't seen you close up, but you probably do.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, love. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
If you were Ben's mother figure, what?
Look, you know, everyone can do a little bit of zhuzh up. Okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
Look, I'm sure I do. Next question. If you were Ben's mother figure, what piece of advice would you give him?
If I was Ben's mother?
Yeah.
Well, where do you want me to start? Number one, tie your hair back when you're doing challenges, for God's sake. Don't pick things you shouldn't pick.
Okay, all right. Last question, Jackie, last question. You're a marriage celebrant. Which two castaways' wedding would definitely end in divorce?
Oh, goodness. Oh, jinx. Okay. End in divorce. I'd have to say AK and Tara.
Okay. I don't think that even make it down the aisle, Jackie. Jackie, thank you.
No, we'd have to push her.
Thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us. I hope you were.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Anytime, Nick. Love chatting to you.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm sure, look, let's stay in touch and I'm sure we'll catch up soon. But where can the fans find you if they wanted to kind of like follow what you're up to?
Oh, look, if you just Google the Champagne Celebrant, that is my website. I live up in Lennox Head, right next to Byron, so it's a beautiful part of the world, so come visit anytime.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jackie, so much, and look forward to chatting to you soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Nick. You have a good night.
Bye. All right, everyone, that was the chat with Jackie. She was happy to talk for a little bit longer and we were allowed to, so we did it. So she was definitely liked chewing the fat. So interesting stuff that she had to say. I feel like there's no love lost for a few people, but she seems to have a really good attitude about it, especially with her ongoing this new cancer battle that's kind of starting with this melanoma. So I'm sure we're all sending her our thoughts, and like she said, if you want to kind of get in contact with her, she'd love to hear from you. So that'll be it for today, and like I said, hit us up on Twitter and let us know your thoughts. Thanks guys, see you next week.